Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05, January the 19th. My goodness.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's rushing through. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567 as we start the day off. And we're streaming live, KCNR1460.com. We're also, you can join our chat room right there. I'm restarting my computer here.
Good morning, Chat Packers.
That's right. And we're also, if you want to see what we look like, I know that's hard to believe, just go to livestream.com and look for Free Fire Radio.
Wait,
and
you
get
your,
to see what's happening in the...
You don't have your rhinestone glasses on today. Well, there is no show.
There's no show. Well, there could be a show later here. Anyway, so that's streaming too. And my goodness, I mean, we've already got the chat room's already rolling here. Good morning, John and Sonny and Indy and other people that are coming in there. So... let me see what happens. We've got a big day today. We've got we're talking auto repair, which is with one of our business. We're talking local business here, but then Reading Police Chief Rob Politti will be here. We're going to talk about Brown's idea to tax the middle class and the poor people into oblivion here, which is he's started again. Rick Perry dropped out of the race, so he's throwing all of his support behind Newt Gingrich. So we're also joined, of course, here by our man, the ever-present, the effervescent, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Morning.
I expect more than that after that kind of introduction, Bad Bob.
He's got too many things going on here with computers.
We're going to start calling you Octi.
Are they warming up yet?
Call him
well,
Octi.
Still working on getting the video stream running. A little bit slow on the internet. I don't know if this is a SOPA thing or what.
SOPA thing. You know, we want to talk about that one, too. But first, speaking of... running hot, running fast, and running true, Linda Bott.
Good morning, and let me tell you something as I go through my headlines today. Of course, we're going to talk about the weather first, because you always want to hear that. Currently downtown, it looks like it's 38 degrees. Is that correct, Bob?
41, actually.
Okay. And we've got the rain. It's 100% forecasted, and with highs of temperatures going to 46. Tonight, we have lows of 41. And, tonight, the south-southwest east wind around 5 miles per hour becoming calm. Chance of precipitation is 80%. So throughout the week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's rainy. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Come join us. 474-5546 is the reservation. We're going to love Saturday night's going to be a gas. Pat Karch, Dan Kinkle, Bruce Kalin. It's a great jazz trio, and I'm working on some new numbers. It's going to be a blast. You know, something that was in the headlines today, Carl. Kodak is filing bankruptcy.
Declaring bankruptcy, Kodak. Something that has been around since, you know, gosh, when? Bonnie and Clyde. They used to take their Kodak pictures of each
Chapter
other.
Chapter 11.
Yeah. You know what? Kodak got behind the ball when it came, got behind the speeding train.
With the digital
revolution.
With
the digital revolution. Oh, they did not jump into it when they should have. Hey, something else. Merle Haggard in the hospital.
Well, we
down
are
Macon,
prayers
Georgia.
Around. Yeah, prayers are around. Of course, one of our Reading's very own, and his family.
He's in his late 70s, I believe, isn't he, or even early 80s.
74.
Oh, okay, man, he has lived a life.
Remember, the magazine is still going, is still thriving. Variety.
Yeah.
The first film review appeared in Variety magazine on this day in 1907. The magazine had only been in print 2 years before it expanded to its section covering new vaudeville acts in order to include review of films. Critics were kind in the days before talkies, obviously. Maybe they didn't bother reading the subtitles and just reviewed the action. The first film to receive the critics' praise was a comedy titled An Exciting Honeymoon. It was just 7 minutes long. The other,
which is 5 minutes longer than Bad Boss.
I love short films. The other first variety film review was of a 13-minute movie, The Life of a Cowboy. The critics gave it 2 thumbs up, saying it was so melodramatic in treatment that it acted on the audience like a vivid play. Mm. It happened this day in history, so this is called Variety Day, Thumbs Up Day.
All right. Hey, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak, and see what's happening in the market minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are modestly mixed. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 7 points at 12,571. The S&P 500 is up 1 point at 1,308, while the NASDAQ Composite is up 8 points at 2,778. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 153 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 29 cents at $7.09. Ford is adding 14 cents at $12.48. Merck down a dime at $38.76, while General Electric is down 6 cents at $18.97. Of local interest, PG&E down 45 cents at $40.99. Safeway's up 6 cents at $21.61, while North Valley Bank is down 20 cents at $9.60. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.93%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.24%. Oil's up 75 cents a barrel at $101.34. And precious metals are low, with gold down $7.56 an ounce at $16.51.49. Silver's down 13 cents at $30.36 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Market Minute at 7:10, 8:10, 9:05 in the morning, and again in the afternoon. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors located out on Park Marina Drive. We got to take a break. We come back. We've just got tons of stuff to talk about. Hey, how about if I said, I know an industry that wants to move from Southern California. It's green. It doesn't pollute. It is a billion-dollar industry. And the fact is that they've got a training plan. So when we come back, I want to talk about that. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. I mean, we have shovel ready right here at Stillwater, 7:12 in the morning.
Switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Cisco Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah! Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 7:14 in the morning, January 19th, 41 degrees out there. It's raining. Okay, there is a multi-billion dollar industry that is moving out of Los Angeles. They're moving out because of the restrictions on them. That's green. It will be an industry that's, I mean, it's got, it will be forever. It's been around forever. And it's got, you know, I mean, and it employs thousands and thousands of people. That's right. The porn industry is moving out of L.A. because L.A. City Council has voted that they have to wear condoms during the filming of their movies. So the big porn producers are saying they're moving away from L.A. So I was thinking, it's a green industry. I mean, it doesn't take up a lot of room. And, you know, I've heard that the people that retire out of the industry are then trained to run for national office, congressman, those kind of things. So what do you think? Is this something we should really be bring up?
I know. I think you should stop now.
Okay. Let's go to the cruise ship then. Let's go from the ridiculous to even more ridiculous. The Italian cruise ship is, I think they said the final count is 11 dead and 21 missing. And they are just crucifying the captain of that ship, as they should. The guy leaves. I mean, people, one of the people that died, a violin player.
Oh, yeah.
They went
Hungarian.
Back for Hungarian, who was, I guess, a brilliant violin player, went back to get his violin. Okay. But the last time people saw him, he was helping children get into their life vest and getting them out up on the deck.
I think.
Can you believe this? While the crew saved their scurvy little asses, they, you know, the passengers were saving people. I don't think they can do enough to this crew. You know what? When you take the helm of a ship or of any command where people's lives are under your care and you abdicate that and you leave them in harm's way, then you should be punished for that. You should be punished, and you should be punished more. It shouldn't just be, oh, he left. No, it should be really hammered.
And do you have the does one have the bravery when they take on this kind of assignment or job that they're willing to put others' lives before their own? I'm kind of just wondering, you know, is this more of a, you know, kind of a sport to think that when you go into, this isn't the military, so this is when you go in and you work your way up through the cruise ship lines, how do you go from, you know, working your way up through that field? I don't understand that.
You start as a mate. You go through school. He may have been, who knows where his background is, at, but you know they're going to be looking at it. But you work your way up. They don't immediately make you a captain. You've got to be like maybe a first mate and all these other, you know, different types, maybe a navigator, all these things, and work your way up to the top. That's what I would assume, unless it's some kind of family thing. By the way, our chat room is opening. People are signing in as porn star Fargy. Okay. We have, he says, porno.
You
where
know,
the,
you
where
opened
the,
this up, Carl.
Where the rubber meets the road.
We don't want to talk about this. There are people and children in their cars on the way to work.
Get this one. The captain said he accidentally fell into a lifeboat and couldn't get back on board. You know what? If there wasn't people dead and people missing, it would almost... You know, it's just too ridiculous.
Well, when they talked about in the Associated Press discussed that, you know, had covered the fact that this violin player, this Hungarian violin player who's performing on the ship, and that's a good gig when you can perform on these cruises. I mean, I knew that there was a comedian one time that she would be on this ship for a week and then another ship for a week and then come to port and be another ship for a week. It was a great gig, and her husband came with her, and she got paid good money. So it pays very well in that spectrum. But he had his life jacket on, so I'm sure he got – somehow we got trapped. And you're on the side, and I think I read somewhere where this happened at 10 p.m. at night.
Yeah.
The beginning of it.
People have been probably eating and drinking all day, too. You know, JRD says that he said that he saw some passengers interviewed last night on Nightline actually praised the crew. Okay, so I'll back off on the crew, but I'm not backing off on the captain and the second in command. However, other reports showed that the crew was also racing for the boats, too. Anyway. And then all the rest of the comments that are coming in about new industry, I can't even talk about. Now let's talk about Rick Perry quickly. He's dropping out of the race. He should be doing that, in fact, in the next 30, 40 minutes, making his announcement in South Carolina. He's endorsing Newt Gingrich.
Oh, okay. So who are the contenders now on the GOP side?
Well, right now it looks like it's going to be Mitt Romney and Newt. I think Santorum isn't going to have a chance. I just don't think he does. I don't think he has the big wheels behind him. He could. Ron Paul is a spoiler in the sense of, you know, he pulls votes from one or the other. The fact is, they're getting ready to vote for the raising the debt ceiling again. He's back in Congress voting against it, of course.
So if Gingrich is the front runner, he's got a of course, you've got to have a ticket. So what do you think, if it truly is the people have spoken and he gets the most votes, whatever, to run as president of the United States, running for that office, and Gingrich is the guy, who do you want to see second on the ticket? Is it Paul? Is it?
I don't think you can use Paul to be the second. We've got to take a
break.
He's too old. And whoever's running for president needs to take.
Well, so is Cheney.
He wasn't as old as Paul. He just looked old. He had heart problems. But I mean, whoever it is going to be better than Biden. But whoever the president is will select somebody that's going to give him extra support. So if it's Mitt Romney, he's going to pick somebody probably from the South, maybe Hispanic, maybe who knows, that will give him that extra boost that he's going to need.
You don't think it could be Gingrich? Why would not it?
No, because I think they're too opposed. They are diametrically opposed in how they do things. It doesn't mean Gingrich wouldn't play a part.
Well, that could be a good thing, don't you think? I mean, it would be the first time in history where, you know, we disagree, but we can sit and hash it out.
No.
Yeah, but
kind of like husbands and wives.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got to take a break here.
But we get her done. Yeah. We get her done. We're going to take a break. KCNR 1460.
I'm with Mike Huber of Estate Granite. Mike, tell us a little bit about Estate Granite.
You know, it's a funny thing. I got into granite business when I was building a home myself, and I got a really bad granite job. And I decided at that point that there's got to be a better way, a better system to do this. My biggest thing is I am a perfectionist. And because I'm the owner, I do not let any job go out of my shop until it is finished, until it is perfect.
Estate Granite.
We do offer expedited services where you can go in and out within about 3 days of getting, you know, from start to finish on your granite job.
Tell me about some of your other services.
We offer restoration services for those people who aren't sure where their status of their granite is. We have professional ways to shine it back up, to fill your chips, to fix anything that's wrong with it, especially dullness on the edges, or just want to make sure that your granite is sealed properly by a professional without any worries about what's going on with it right now.
Estate Granite. A reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Join us for HealthFest 2012 at Shasta Regional on Saturday, February 4th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll offer a variety of free health screenings from cholesterol level, prediabetes, heart rate and rhythm, to pulmonary lung function and vascular ultrasound, and much more. Local physicians will share about the newest treatments for heart disease, stroke, and diabetes, and answer your health questions throughout the day. Watch Dr. McConnell perform a virtual heart bypass, look inside an ambulance, and visit our Reach helicopter. Participate in our free health screenings, physician-led seminars, and learn the latest on caring for your health. The best treatment for staying healthy begins with early detection. Join us at HealthFest 2012, a free community event at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Saturday, February 4th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and get inspired to a healthier, happier you. Shasta Regional Medical Center, treating people well.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, 725 in the morning, January the 19th. This portion of the show is brought to you by, of course, R&B Sharpening. Tom and Judy have had that store since 1985. They can sharpen. If you've got something to sharpen, they can sharpen it. Saws, knives, router bits, shapers, cutters, garden equipment, axes, and saw chains, you name it, bring it, they will sharpen it. I'm taking in my some of my honey knives here because it looks like we're going out after pigs here in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, you're going out after pigs.
I'm going out after pigs. R&B has been around since 1985. I can't say enough about them. They are local. They just do great work. They really do. They good,
you know,
they good work.
That's because you love that show, Hooters and Hogs.
That's not the name of the show.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I watched that show, first of all. Rick Gwynn and I watched that show because it has an aesthetic beauty to it in the woods and the fact that they are trying to do something against this feral hog population. The fact that they're dressed like that, chasing these hogs, has got nothing to do with it. In fact, I didn't even notice that until you mentioned it.
I'm laughing.
That's R&B Sharpening. Give them a call at 530-365-1479 or stop by 6915 East Side Road in Anderson. Going down, you need to get your... You know what? Sharp knives will keep you from cutting yourself. It absolutely works.
Is it true? Right. Should we tell about the New Year's Eve story with the... We just got pictures just coming through now. I'm always flashing around to see what's going on in USA Today and some of the different headlines of different headline stories. And, of course, there's pictures of you trying to take your... what's it called? Your not
saber.
Saber and cut off the champagne. I just want to talk about that.
No.
Okay.
Okay. The let's talk about Governor Brown. I like talking about Governor Brown. He, in his speech last night, proposed, guess what? A raise in taxes. If you make $250,000, which is just, I mean, they are now the super rich, I guess. That's the wealthy. If you make $250,000. You know, I just really have a real problem with this. But those are the not 500,000, not a million, 250,000. He wants to raise their taxes. And he wants to boost the sales tax on the poor and the middle class by a half cent. A boost in your half cent in your sales tax. So imagine what happens if you try to buy that used car. It's just going to be more money. And what does he want to do with this money? He wants to invest it in the high-speed rail. I swear to God, he said that. He said it. I heard it. I heard what he said. I want to invest in high-speed rail. This is the same high-speed rail that they said, oh, it's going to cost $90 million to do. And we're going to get all of our riders from here, and we're going to get this. Guess what? Triple that. $300 million, or $300 billion, $30 billion to make this thing happen, and it goes to nowhere. Even their own people say it doesn't work. Nothing. He said it was a, it doesn't, it, his own people, they fired the people in charge of it. It was that bad. So what's he say? They're going to invest in high-speed rail. Renewable energy. Have you looked at your power bill? Why do you think your power bill has gone up, your electric bill has gone up? It's because we are having to get 30% of our power from renewable energy. Right now, 20%. Do you think that's cheap? No, it's just going to keep going up. What other state's doing this? Well, let me think. None. And then in water and other things. This state makes a lot of money. This state's revenue went up like $7 billion last year, but we just keep spending and spending and spending. How about making those cuts on people that shouldn't even be here? How about making the cuts on illegals? Oh, gee, is that too hard to do? Instead of giving tax money to illegals, why don't you start cutting that off? Why don't you get a priority like people do in your homes? And let's say, how about education? How about people that need, you know, elderly people? How about veterans? How about putting them at the top of the list instead of your unions that have given you so many billions, your lobbyists and illegals? Why don't you do that, Brown? And then maybe you wouldn't have to raise taxes. Maybe we'd actually even have a surplus. Okay. Well, I get my rant in the morning. When we come back, it's going to be nice stuff.
Well, we come. come back, we're going to be talking about what happens if you don't take care of your car. It's winter. It's winter, obviously. It's hit us hard. And some things that can creep up on you. We have our experts with us. We'll be right back after these messages. And Fox News, Carl and Linda Bott here, KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicking off the trading day with stocks bouncing between gains and losses. We had a round of strong bank earnings and some better-than-expected news in the labor market gave stocks an early gain, but they are giving them back just past 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 10 points. Initial jobless claims hit the lowest level since 2008 last week, a sign the labor market may be improving, though seasonal hiring was still a factor. 352,000 people filed for first-time benefits. That was far fewer than economists had predicted. Consumer prices were flat for a second straight month. December's Consumer Price Index, the latest sign that inflation remains tame. Lower gasoline prices helped offset the rising cost of food. Taking out the volatile food and energy component, the core CPI was in line with the estimate. And December's housing starts marked a dismal end to 2011 for an already depressed market. Last month's figures came in below estimates at an annual rate of 657,000. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving, amigo, till my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home and my life, the discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good, right there on one plate, get to a better state, State Farm.
River Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Are you ready for the battle on the river? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents Battle on the River Cage Fight. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, January 21st at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading with local fighter Bill Whittler. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 21st. The event center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights that only Wind River Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again in 2012 with the Battle on the River. Cage fights at Wind River Casino on January 21st, presented by Rogue Fights. For all the details on the Battle on the River, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River. Battle on the River.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by the Mount Shasta Mall, Dandelion Boutique, your exclusive Brighton dealer, and California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. I love how that fabulous ad just dropped in there. Right. And I wanted to talk to you about On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. The folks from Enjoy will be in and talking about everything in their issue. And that's always a lot of fun. But on top of that, I said brought to you by California Auto Repair and Smog. And I have with us this morning the owner, Barb. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Always a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. We love your store. We love that it's a place, your concierge service, where you come and pick up somebody's car. I don't think people really realize, I can't drive it home enough, that you could be at work. It's crazy. You just got to Christmas. The kids and California Auto Repair and Smog will come to the location of where you request, pick your car up, get it done, get her done, as I say. You know, oil change, look to see where your levels are, make sure, you know, your car is in a safe condition. We're going to be giving some gift certificates away here this morning as well. And then come return it. So by 3 o'clock, by the day that you've already been at work and you can't get away, and that's a perfect time to have something done.
Right. It's great for people who are busy at work because they can't get away. We can pick it up, service it. We can actually wash it and return it. You never have to leave your place of business. However, it's also great for moms with young kids. They don't want to drag their kids out. Great for elderly folks who don't want to drive any more than they have to, but they want their car maintained. It's great for a gift. We also sell gift certificates and gift cards for that as well.
Well, a couple of things we want to talk about with you this morning, and we love the fact that the owners of businesses come on, and we always say shop local, stay local, is, you know, one of the things is don't get stuck out in the cold. Well, it couldn't have been a more perfect time because, you know, it's snowing in places that aren't too far from where we are right now. So how do you get your vehicle ready for the winter? What are some of the things that we can share with our listeners that they can do?
Okay, well, first of all, I think people need to keep their cars maintained anyway because you don't want to break down in the summer or in the spring or really any time. So we do maintenance checks on every vehicle that comes in. We'll check the levels of the fluid for not only the fluid levels but the quality of the fluid as well, because it doesn't matter if it's filled, if it's filthy, dirty, and not going to do its job. In the winter, you can pretty much be assured that if you have a problem, it will only get worse, and then you're getting stuck in bad weather with a car that's not working. So keep them maintained. Some of the things you want to do is make sure that your coolant is clean and relatively new. You want to make sure your tires are aired up the way they're supposed to be and that the tire condition is in good condition. And we do check all of this when people come in. A lot of our customers will come in even for their oil changes because it's kind of nice to have a master certified ASE technician looking at your car. They can see things that perhaps somebody with less experience won't notice.
Okay, let's talk about the things you do there.
Well, am I on? Thanks. Oh, gosh, Bob. The nonprofit, I better not say anything, Bob. Bob will turn me off. The National Institute for Automotive Service Excellence. Now, that's what you have.
And right, ASE.
Your people have to take tests, and they have to do a number of things, and businesses have to reach a certain level. Is that correct?
Correct. Well, ASE is a nonprofit organization. It's Automotive Service Excellence. And then we are probably, I think we were the first Blue Seal of Excellence ASE shop, which is just really a cut above a regular ASE. And that's because our technicians are master ASE certified. They're certified in all the different levels available through the ASE testing.
It's kind of like having a master degree.
Kind of, yeah. And actually, more than that, they're recertified masters, which means they've been certified long enough that they have to go back in and retest. So there's the years of experience behind that as well.
Well, you know, one of the things too, and we're talking about just getting just a simple thing like an oil change, but tires in this type of weather, now we're getting into that time of the year where as we're looking up at snow, we're looking at rain, that if you got those tires that you got through the summer with in the spring and there's been no rain, you might want to really check those treads.
Right,
and that's,
we do,
you know,
that.
That's part of the thing you do when right. You come in being tire smart too.
Right.
You know, this isn't an infomercial. This is just for somebody Santos says to me, he says, "Colonel, when's the last time you had your tires rotated?"
Really?
And I looked at
him
and I looked at him
and
I said, "Ooh, it's been a while."
When we were driving, I said, "You know, I think you may need to have the tires balanced."
So, Barb, you all can pick up the truck and drive it around.
Yes,
so.
Yes, it's time for you. Yeah. And we'll also check the tire pressure. So we'll check the tread. We do sell tires there. So we can check the tread. We can check the pressure. whatever you need.
Now, do you, on location, where you are in Prestige, let's talk about where you are,
okay.
Do you rotate and balance?
Absolutely.
Well, because there are certain places that will just rotate but not balance.
Right, we can do
that.
So
you take yourself to two places, and that's a lot of time.
Right, right, we can
do
that.
Cool.
Yeah.
In some places, it serves beer and wine, but not hard stuff.
But, you know, let me tell you something. This, again, is the concierge. So we could be here at the on the station. They would have one of their mechanics or their concierge specialist pick up the truck, which is the truck we're talking about now, the 150 Ford, take it in, and you do that. You work on trucks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're full service. We work on everything, foreign, domestic, and foreign, including European, Asian.
So when we're here all day working, right. Carl, the perfect thing is they call and they say, okay, we're bringing the truck back now. And it's like, okay, we're in the office and we've been busy and wow. And then it's done.
Right. And we just drop your keys off and you're ready to go.
Is that so fabulous?
Yeah.
Okay, Carl.
Take a break.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460. Our guest is Barb White from California Auto Repair and Smog. I'm sitting here with Ann, and we're talking about Adamson's Peak Performance. A lot of women our age are starting to take control of their lives. It's never too late to get back into your body, right? Tell us about your story.
I've lost 25, 26 pounds.
You look amazing.
I'll be 60 in January. I am much stronger. I can go the distance. My kids are very proud of me. They even comment, Mom, I can really tell the difference.
Well, I haven't seen you in a few months, and I can say that you look 20 years younger.
It boils down to me, if I don't care about myself, I can't possibly care for anybody else in my family.
Thanks, Ann, for that great testimony. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006 or go to adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. Or 241-2196 in Waverville, Corning, and Redding. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Oh, boots are made for... We're going to walk right into tobacco and brew.
Yeah. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They've got big coffee specials there, Espresso Joe's, Chocolate Truffle Mocha, or White Mocha Raspberry. 16-ounce hot drinks for $3 through February here. Oh, they've got all types of teas and
such
vanilla maple coffee in the walk-in humidor. They're having Maca Noodles. one of the best cigar brands you can possibly get. They're also, okay, now this is Joe and Shelley. They do a lot for our community. First of all veterans get discounts there. But the other thing they're doing right now is they're collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper disposal, and that they also collect all of their empty cans and bottles and donate them to the Empire Recovery Center. So if you've got that old flag, you know, it's a little bit weathered, you don't know really what to do with it, you take it down to Tobacco and Brew. They give them to the scouts, and then they dispose of them properly. Anyway, that's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Our guest this morning, speaking of community service, so much so that, you know, she's been touted as one of our, you know, top businesses in the North State. And we're talking to Barb White from California Auto Repair and Smog. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
And, since we're talking about community service, let's talk about one of the things that you're doing with your badges. And we'll just bounce around. Okay. We have so much information to cover. Share with us what's going on.
Okay. Well, the Boy Scout Powwow is going to be held at Shasta College coming up. I have always been involved in Boy Scouts because of my son. I started out when he was a Cub Scout. I was the committee chair for years and years and years. And then he went into Boy Scouts, and now he's an Eagle Scout, which I'm very proud to say.
He should be. That's not easy.
Yeah.
And to be an Eagle Scout, you carry that with you the rest of your life. It's a huge honor.
Absolutely. I have customers in their 80s telling me how proud they are they're Eagle Scouts. And you have to get it before you're 18 or you're not eligible any longer. So that's a huge thing. So we're giving back to the community. We're teaching the automotive class for the merit badge for the Boy Scout Powwow. So I'm proud to do that.
How cool. Mm-hmm. And then those Boy Scouts have that badge, and that's just one more increment in the big scouting program.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's go into one of the statistics you told us at the break, which is really interesting. Many people today, instead of buying a new car, will replace their engines and work on the existing car because it's really less expensive.
Right, exactly. And that's what's happening now. A lot of people are replacing their engines instead of just buying new cars. And if you think about it, a new car payment can be $300, $400, $500 a month. So instead of putting that out in car payments, they're actually able to bank it and save a little money and, you know, spend a little on repairs. You do have to keep your car maintained. But if you think about the math, if somebody buys a new car at 60,000 miles and you keep your car to 120,000 miles, that's another 60,000 miles of you putting those payments in the bank, investing in it, saving a little money, and having some cash to show for it. So,
well, you put your money where your mouth is, that's for sure. And so what you've done today is you've brought in a $50 gift certificate, and we're going to be giving some of those away this morning. This is what it's for. It's a gift for you to use toward any timing belt replacement performed by cars. And let's talk about the importance of your belts or your timing belts.
Right. And a timing belt, there are drive belts and there's your timing belt. And a timing belt is inside the engine cover, so it's not something that gets checked when you go in for an oil change. The only way to check it is to take apart the timing cover, so it's huge. And if you're at that point, you might as well replace it. What's really important is to replace that timing belt when the manufacturer says to replace it. And if you don't, you could have some very serious engine damage. You might be replacing that engine sooner than you thought. So timing belt replacement is huge. Not all cars have timing belts, but if you want to stop by the shop, we'll be more than happy to look your car up and let you know. But that is a huge, huge thing that people don't know. And so I want to really get that word out. One of the things we're all about is educating our customers on how to keep their cars maintained for a lot of years of happy driving.
Okay, so we're going to be giving a $50 card that's going to be toward any timing belt replacement performed by cars.
Right.
And that's really awesome. You know, I mean, if you've been thinking, geez, I don't know, or, you know, maybe you're thinking about where you've been taking your car and, you know, you just don't feel good about it. I mean, we recommend California Auto Repair and Smog, and this is really cool. I know that when I had my 300RX, there was a time when I was thinking about selling it, and I put it in, and everybody said, did you replace your timing belt? So it was at that mileage. And so at that point, I hadn't. So when I decided not to sell it, I went in and I had the timing belt replaced. It's very, very important
very important.
You get to a certain point of your odometer reaching mileage. So 605.
Pintos used to have a cover for timing belts that only had four screws.
605-4567. That's 605-4567. Hey, we've got a wonderful
$50 gift certificate for a timing belt, my friends.
Yes, and that's
605-4567.
We're talking about winterizing your car. It's very important that you do so. And I'll tell you what, Bob, if the first two callers, we're going to take two names here. Well, we've got two gift certificates, and why not? Because Barb is so generous. She just wants to make sure you come in and you check it out. It's not going to cost you anything to have you go in. What do you need? And especially to have your timing belt looked at. And if you have to replace it, then go for it. Now, what about the Kindle giveaway?
Oh, that's another exciting thing. So what we're doing is we're going to do a Kindle giveaway. And the way that works is if you go on Facebook and find my car's page on Facebook, there will be a link there. And all we ask you to do is write a Google review. And then once you do that, you'll automatically be entered into the drawing.
For those people, it's a Kindle giveaway.
Kindle Fire giveaway.
Yeah. Now, are you a Kindle user?
No.
Oh. Carl has like four books going on at the same time, and he likes to have the actual book. And I mean, I'm not an avid reader. I just, when I do read, though, I want to pour myself into a book and get lost for a weekend.
And these are very popular. And what we did, and I'm very big on Facebook for, those.
Yes, you are.
I have almost 2,000 friends on
Facebook.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. That's...
And then I have my business page. But what we did was we did a little survey on there to find out what our customers want, and they wanted the Kindle Fire. So that's what we're doing.
Okay.
Super.
Well, it seems like we have names for the $50 gift certificate. We'll put that at the front. And
that's for your timing belt.
Yeah, right? And that goes for the timing belt.
Okay, so Bob and Chrissy.
And
we're going to have that up at the front.
1326 Market Street, and Diane will be up there. And make sure you get it before noon, and she'll have it in there. So that's great. Barb, we've got to take a break.
Before we take a break, though, Barb, for the Merit Badge Powwow, it's going to be January 28th and April 21st at Shasta College.
Correct.
And how do people get a hold of they've got a contact number here. Do you at 410-3103 if people want to participate in this?
We are just teaching the automotive merit badge. So that would probably be the number to call. We were just invited.
If you if people are interested in this for your scouts to get all these badges.
That's so cool.
So you need to contact Todd at 410-3103 or TMC dash, or I should say underline, scout, that's not underline, TMC scout at charter.net.
We'll put that, we're going to put that in the chat room for you. But Barb White, thank you so much from California Auto Repair and Smog, and thank you for sharing with our listeners your expertise. We definitely come to you when we need to have, or we're going to be bringing the 150 in next week. So, we'll tell you afterwards what it's like to have the car balanced and all that good stuff. We got 30 seconds left. Closing thoughts.
Closing thoughts, just keep your car maintained. It's the second largest investment you have next to your house, and it can last you many, many, many years, but just keep it maintained.
Okay. Thanks. We're going to take a break.
But before we do that, I think, Bob, do you need to say something here?
Someone in the chat room wanted your Facebook location so they could look you up.
Oh.
I believe it's Cars-California Auto Repair and Smog is the best way to find it in your search bar on your Facebook.
Cars-California
Auto Repair and Smog.
Okay. That's cool. And then they can do the Kindle. Why not? They can be in there, write a Google report. If you've been... Oh, and listen, talk about your gift shop next door. Oh, my gosh. That's a whole other show. But anyway, so thanks so much, Barb, for coming on and telling us about what's going on with your... The powwow and all the winterizing your car, very, very important. And we just appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Barb.
Now we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Thanks, you guys. I appreciate it.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC. I see.
Freedom is the only thing. Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, northernlightsenergyinc.com. or 241-2196 in Waverville, Corning, and Reading. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We're flying high. 41 degrees here in the downtown studios. 100% chance of rain today, so look outside. It's wet. Chief Paletti just walked and said, I said, how are you? He goes, wet. I said, okay. Tonight, chance 80. We're going to look like we're going to get to be around 41 degrees. One of these just wonderful weeks where we've got the rain, which we've been, we're blessed with that. We've been wanting rain. Yeah, the weather's going to be brought to you by Anselmo Vineyard.
And you're singing there
Saturday night with the trio.
And so that's going to be great.
So that's, come on out.
474-5546. Give them a call because it's going
to
be.
And ask to be in the music room.
They have to be asked to be in the music room because it usually fills up. And, you know, before we go to the, it's not even 8 o'clock
that's
yet.
That's at 8:10, so go ahead.
Okay.
Shoot.
All right. Obama rejects the pipeline. You know, this pipeline they were going to be building down to be able to move the oil from Canada down into the United States. He rejected it, said, we don't have enough time to study it. This is the same man who signed things in the dark of night that nobody even had read called Obamacare. Anyway, so that just cut out thousands and thousands of jobs and pushed the energy, you know, us being a little bit more independent in our energy needs back. Now, why did he do that? He just cost, you know, isn't this the man that said he wanted to build jobs? Well, this to me is a perfect indicator of how he dances to the music of a small group, and he does and he ignores what is right for millions of Americans. I mean, I don't, you know, he goes, well, those Republicans tied it into a tax break. Well, so what? You guys do the same thing. I mean, this, you know what? Why don't you just one time get together and do something that's right for the country? That's both sides. And this thing is this pipeline, like I said, would have provided more energy, the oil down to us, gotten us away from the Middle East, hopefully at least part of it, and provided jobs in one of the worst recessions in our country's history. And you said no. I want to see how you defend this. I really do want to see how you try to defend this. Okay. After the break, of course, Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti will be here. How would you like to be walking up in the Hollywood Hills, honey? Over there by the Hollywood sign?
Oh, you're talking about the head in the bag?
The dog. The dogs are playing.
Catch.
With this bag and are running around with it.
See, they don't know that. They don't know the difference. They just know it's flesh and it's fun and it smells.
And it, so they find a head
in a bag.
In the bag.
It's like a bad movie.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a funny bad movie.
And so then now they're out searching and they found hands and
two
and,
women walking under in Griffith Park.
I think they found hands and feet.
Oh, gross.
Anyway, we come back, it'll be much better than that. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
And on that note, you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Another Republican candidate is leaving the presidential campaign. This time it's Rick Perry. More live from South Carolina from Fox News Radio's Eben Brown.
Ron, Rick Perry's the second candidate to drop out while campaigning here in the Palmetto State. John Huntsman ended his bid Monday. Governor Nikki Haley says it shows the state's importance in the process.
This is what primaries are all about. You know, they go and they, at this point, decide who they like, but certainly the voters are going to be the ones that decide on Saturday.
Well, Perry's now expected to back Newt Gingrich, and it's believed that if Perry supporters follow that cue, it could help Gingrich bridge his polling gap with Mitt Romney, Ron.
In the meantime, Eben, a claim about Gingrich from his second wife.
He was asking to have an open marriage, and I refused.
Marianne Gingrich in an interview airing tonight on ABC News. No response yet from Newt Gingrich. New figures from the Iowa caucus show Rick Santorum finishing first by 34 votes over Mitt Romney, who we thought had. No winner declared, though, since some results were lost. More encouraging news about jobs. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor is live in Washington.
The number of people applying for unemployment benefits has dropped to the lowest level since the spring of 2008, an indicator of the job market strengthening. Also, housing construction was slightly better last year compared with 2010, but still way below the numbers that economists say would be healthy. And builders of single-family homes had their worst year ever in 2011. One more statistic, consumer prices didn't change overall last month. Food and energy were more expensive, but gasoline prices went down. Ron?
Steve, the storm that brought snow to the Pacific Northwest has claimed a life in Oregon. A child in a car that was swept into a creek was found dead today. And there's more tough weather.
Now there's an ice storm warning. Many schools are closed for a third day, and there's plenty of power outages and closed roads.
Fox affiliate reporter Doug Adamson in Centralia, Washington. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Take it from Dave Lennox. At the end of the day, it's all about comfort. And the same is true for the middle of the day, the morning, and all night long. A new high-efficiency home comfort system from Lennox will keep your family comfortable 24/7 and reduce your utility bills. Right now, your local Lennox dealer has the system you're looking for. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. Now, I don't mean to brag, but I recently learned auto technicians prefer Interstate Batteries 5-to-1 over any other battery. Oh, who am I kidding? Of course I mean to brag. 5-to-1? That's a landslide. All right, I'm done bragging. To find the dealer near you that prefers us, head to interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. And that's not bragging, it's just the truth.
It's the morning after the online protests against congressional proposals to discourage the posting of pirated material on the Internet.
Strong opinions being voiced over the controversial SOPA measure in Congress.
People are interested more in free content, more interested in information than they are in getting behind companies that make blockbuster movies.
22-year-old University of Chicago student Matthew Gannon on the legislation backed by the movie industry lobby.
If someone posted a link on my blog in a comment, then they could then step in and shut my blog down or fine me or even imprison me.
Kenna Griffin, a professor at Oklahoma City University, also noting there are already laws against copyright and trademark usage. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
The shooting deaths of 5 homeless people in Southern California 3 years ago may have been solved with the arrest of 2 suspects in Long Beach.
This complaint alleges that Max Raphael and David Ponce did commit 5 murders on November 1st, 2008.
Deputy District Attorney Eric Harmon, the suspects are alleged to have committed the murders over unpaid drug debts. Our highest-ranking military officer is in Israel to talk about Iran.
General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, will have a message for Israel. Give the Iranian sanctions a chance. Lawmakers here seeking a more aggressive stance. The U.S. seeking reassurance that the country has no plans for military action. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made it clear yesterday where he stands.
Iran must not be allowed to develop nuclear weapons.
Ahead of the trip, the defense minister here saying Israel is very far off from an attack on Iran. In Jerusalem, Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
Eastman Kodak has filed for bankruptcy protection, saying its inability to sell digital patents has restricted its cash flow. The Dow is up 25 points. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and the Bot. 8:05 in the morning, January the 19th, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I don't think live stream's on today, though.
We finally got that running.
Oh, did you get it running? Okay, good. We're also, so join our chat room at KCNR1460. If you want to see what goes on in here, which is sometimes scary, just go to livestream.com and look up Free Fire Radio.
Man in a uniform.
Yeah, we've got our police chief here, so we feel extremely safe, as we did yesterday when we had Sheriff Tom Basenko in here. So it's kind of like we're going along with our police week, our law enforcement week. Of course, Bad Bob's here. And what's the weather look like today?
Currently 41 degrees in the downtown studios. We are going to get temperatures today that are going to reach around 46 degrees with lows tonight, just about where we are now, 41. And it's a rain forecast throughout the week. We're very, very excited now to have with us our chief of police. And we had, before we went on the air, we heard the great story. The family's here. Everybody's here. It's official. Welcome to
Redding,
the North State.
Thank you.
We're real excited.
That's good. And we don't even want to go back over what happened on your move here. But you know what, my friends, I've thought I've had bad moves. I mean, and I have. I mean, I've had guys that had all their stuff in one of those container boxes that go on a ship, and they said they were standing there and they watched the containers as coming off.
Oh my gosh!
Drop from the crane and drop down and hit. They go, gee, I wonder whose stuff that was. Well,
yep.
They found out. I mean, you have those, but yours, I have to admit, is considering you just moving from Stockton to here was spectacular there, Chief.
I had one where my house didn't close, and this is my trip to Reading. Before Carl and I were together, my stuff stayed on in a truck on the lot for 1 month.
Yeah, ours got up here relatively quickly. They had a little slowdown at the scales because they were a little overweight, and the mover guy was a little nervous about that. And had to frantically paint a couple bedrooms because my son Nicholas's room was pink, and that just can't happen. So we painted till the wee hours of the morning, and bruised a foot, strained a neck, hit my head on the shed, got a couple stitches. So,
it's nice to know that the chief is just like us. Yeah, and he's a man of the people.
And, pink can be chic, but, you just kind of wanted to bring your son in with, a new environment and have it be right for him.
For a teenager. Teenage boys in pink.
Just, they can't happen.
Well, you wear pink shirts and it looks good. So,
A teenager anymore.
There's so much going on.
There is, and when we come back, we're going to hit our market minute, and we come back from that, we're going to talk to the chief about what he thinks about his vision for this year, because there's going to be a lot of stuff happening with realignment and all these other things. And I know you've been making changes, and we want to share that with our audience and all the things you've been doing. But first, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half in today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 23 points at 12,602. The S&P 500 adding 4 points at 1312, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 18 points at 2788. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 250 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems up 25 cents at 1978, Intel adding 20 cents at 2558, Microsoft up 17 cents at 2839, while Apple's up 67 cents at 429.76. Of local interest, PG&E down 42 cents at $41.02, Home Depot down 30 cents at $44.58, and Tri-County's Bank down 8 cents at $14.71. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.96%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.24. Crude oil is up 79 cents a barrel at $101.38, and precious metals are mixed, with gold down $3.30 an ounce at $16.56.16, while silver is up a penny at $30.50 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We do our Wells Fargo Advisor comes in here every morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, and again in the afternoon, and gives us the Market Minute. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors located over there on Park Marina Drive. Thank you so much for that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Chief Rob Pelletti is with us, and we're going to be talking about AB 109, the impact that's had on us. We're going to kind of tie in yesterday what Sheriff Basenko was saying. The sheriff gets them and has to put them in there, but it's the chief's people that are bringing them in. And there's, you know, it's a close working relationship there, and there's some things going on everybody needs to know about. We're going to take a break. Carl and the Bot. Miss a day? Miss a lot.
Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the ritz.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, what can I say? You got a little ding in your windshield, or you got a crack up to 2 feet long? He can fix it. He fixed the one in my Ford that had about, I guess it was like 12 inches, and he repaired it, and it's been a couple of years. You can't tell. What happens now if you get those little dings in your windshield? It gets cold. Water gets into it. It freezes. It spreads. So that's something that you need to take a look at. That's Jeff Wurst and Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373 or just drop by at 3208 South Market Street. Okay. Hey. January the 19th, it's 41 degrees out there, it's raining, but we have bright here. It's bright and warm in here. Chief Rob Pelletti, good morning.
Morning.
Chief, we were talking about the impact that AB 109 has had on the whole state. I mean, I've read down in L.A. that their jail, one of the jails they have is completely filled, and others are at maximum, and they thought they would not reach this for another 6 months. And I know that Sheriff Basenko said yesterday that we're turning people loose, and I didn't realize that we're turning people loose, that we, you know, we're in that serious, you know, serious side of turning people loose.
Well, it is a little disconcerting when you know, we have people that you know, the officers are out there, they're working hard, and you know, I'm really concerned that our theft rates, burglaries, auto burglaries, things of that nature, these types of offenders that they're letting out are your low-level offenders, quote-unquote, that are your property crime offenders. And, you know, we've got one lady in specific that victimizes over in the Hilltop area that we've arrested four times since December, and she's right back out. So, you know,
Four times. And you can't keep her in because she's not caused any non-sexual, non-violent...
It's theft.
non-something.
But if you're a you know, patron of, say, a hotel, and you know, you're coming to this community, it's damaging to business when we have those things. So we're doing the best that we can to try to keep that under control. But obviously, as we release more of these AB-109 low-level offenders, there's not a lot of jobs for them to get at the same time. If they want to come out and do something that's positive, they don't have a lot of you know, job opportunity for that right now. And then they can, you know, easily revert back to that life of crime, and then, you know, there's nowhere to put them when they do get arrested for those crimes. So, you know, Tom and I had a long talk about this yesterday, and we're working closely together with probation and him, and we'll do the best with it that we can.
Well, we knew that was coming. Hey, let's go to the lines here. We've got a caller. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Diane, the whole crew there. And good morning, Chief.
How good morning.
This morning?
Good.
Listen, I really have two questions for you, and they both revolve around traffic. And I know that this is off the topic of incarcerations and whatnot, but it's something that I find that's really serious and getting worse. And the first part of it is about distracted drivers. And I'm going to ask you two questions, and I'm going to take the answers off the line. You can play with it whatever way you want, okay, Chief?
Okay.
All right, distracted drivers. How do you see law enforcement getting a handle on this serious problem? Because it needs to be not unlike the old seatbelt law when it first came into effect. Nothing happened about it, and then eventually it gained traction. The second part is I would like you to comment on the camera enforcement situation here in Reading. The cost of the city residents is more than $500,000 a year that goes out of the county to Arizona. And the community, I think, would be much better served, especially now that there is a pattern to when these tickets are being written and when the offenses are taking place, that if we policed our own intersections, we could afford more officers on the street and we would stop losing money out of the community. Those are my two issues, and I would love to hear your answers to them.
Well, distracted drivers, and we'll start with that, that's been a problem for some time, and it caused the state legislature to force hand-free devices, but it's still legal to eat a cheeseburger, you know, while you're driving. And, you know, anytime a person is driving and they're rolling down the road in a 6,000-pound vehicle, you know, you're wielding a lot of responsibility there. So, you know, the enforcement level is going to remain when it comes to, you know, violations of the law for distracted drivers. But at the same time, you have legislation that's, you know, getting more and more and more restrictive on some of the freedoms that we have as drivers. I do eat cheeseburgers when I'm driving my car occasionally.
You know what? You're okay. So, the state of California is going to make it illegal just to eat cheeseburgers, period, in the next 4 years.
Well, so, you know, it comes a lot onto the responsibility of the driver to make sure that when they take on the responsibility of driving their vehicle, that they do so with as much care as possible, because especially in times like this where it's raining or you're in a snow area or something like that, you really need to pay attention to what you're doing. And there's going to be continued enforcement on behalf of the Reading Police Department and our traffic section and the officers that are out there to enforce those laws that regulate distracted drivers with cell phones and other things. And you know, we'll do the best that we can to impact that. But a lot of that is the message that you give to the drivers, especially your younger drivers that are less experienced, to make sure that that they're paying attention to what they're doing when they're driving their vehicle. On the second side of it, with the red light cameras, Carl and
you
I...
You will get no love here for this one, Chief. You know, I'll support you. I'll stand next to you. You will get no love here on these red light cameras.
The red light cameras actually allow us to... for virtually a zero cost to the police department and the budget of the city of Reading. Yes, there is funds that go to you know, the company in Arizona that maintains the system, but we have a cost neutrality contract with that company that really says that we only pay them what's taken in. So it's not costing the city of Reading any money other than, you know, what the citizens take with the fines. And I do realize that those fines are, you know,
horrendous.
Extremely expensive. But
horrendous.
We don't set that bail schedule. The state legislature set the maximum
and we
fine
understand that.
For that. And it is getting it is very high. And the reason for that is that I've investigated those accidents on those red lights where you have serious injury or death caused by a red light violator. And I've seen the impact that that's had on those families. And I think a system that really costs the city $0, if that system saves one life, then I think that system is worth its weight in gold. And therefore, you know, I like the red light systems because I simply don't have the 24 officers to manage 24-hour day enforcement on those intersections on a daily basis.
Well, all I can say, and I can hear you, and I can understand where you're coming from, and I can agree with you on some of those, but I'm just telling our listeners, do not roll through a red light on the right when you turn into the right, like we used to do back in, you know, they call it a Hollywood roll. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, don't do it.
Here's what I would like to see. But because there is a lot of money that's going down to this, to the Arizona firm. And even though it's cost neutral to the city, I would like to find, you know, this can't be that hard.
It's not that hard, but it's extremely expensive to maintain. And that cost covers the maintenance of the system as well. So when you talk about each system has numerous cameras and a video camera, plus the electronic triggering system in the ground and the digital backup and computer systems that it takes to support that, if you talk about creating your own system, then you're talking about a multi-million-dollar investment and a lot more investment in from the general fund budget to maintain a system like that. So that's a lot of the times why, you know, you go to an independent contractor like that. I mean, quite frankly, if you buy a Ford truck, you're, you know, shipping profits to Detroit. So, you know, I mean, I understand people's concern there.
It's too bad we couldn't. You know, I know the contract's up in June, and it's if it wasn't the onerous amount of money being laid on people, which is what's got people really, really upset, is that amount of money it cost for not, you know, no accident and rolling through. I would say probably at least 50% of it is because people didn't completely stop on a right turn. I think that's what has gotten people so upset, is $465.
I've paid it.
I know you have.
And I wasn't that happy about it either.
PDX has too.
Yeah.
I mean, it just happens, and just, you know, so it happens. But I think that's what's got people, and then they see that $500,000 goes down to this company. If there was a way, if you're going to have them, fine, then let's redo the contract so that instead of every dollar going down there, that we get some of it back here, at least be able to stick into the coffers. Anyway, okay, we've got to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. And as usual, the Chiefs put just a great argument up for having the red light cameras. We'll be right back.
Well, maybe it's me when late Saturday night.
Bring in the new year this month at Wind River Casino and escape your resolutions. Here you have a chance to win a brand new 2012 Ford Escape. We are the only place in town to escape your resolutions. Over $40,000 in prizes up for grabs. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win prizes and a 2012 Ford Escape. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Tuesday, January 31st, where you could drive off in your very own 2012 Ford Escape. For more information on Wind River's Escape Your Resolution Swipe to Win promotion, log on to WindRiver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 2012 Ford Escape. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. It's better on the river.
It's time for R&B Shopping and Sales Poetry Theater. Now here's Bob with Ode to an Edge, celebrity voice impersonations.
Bob and Julie, are we keeping things sharp at R&B? When you go to trim your hedge, are your shears without an edge? Does your saw blade reject a woodworking project? Do you use your knife twice when you slice and dice? Set aside intrepidation and fears. We're the ones who have honed your shears, along with blades, bits, and knives, because with every edge, we're wise. We'll send you along with the keenest edges, and you'll say no one else can sharpen like we. That's Bob and Judy at R&B.
R&B Sharpening and Sales Poetry Theater was brought to you by R&B Sharpening and Sales off Highway 273 in Anderson, just north of UPS, next door to Mundina's Cabinets. Visit R&B Sharpening and Sales on the web at bandsaw-blades.com.
Stop me soon before I get old, and get me out of this rhyming mode.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta spring water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta spring water, naturally the best.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and the Bot. 8:25 in the morning, January the 19th. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567 if you have a question for our police chief, Rob Pelletti. And we're also streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and in the chat room is loaded up here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Give them a call at 241-7866 or 241-STONE. Mike Huber runs that place down there. He has a great factory that he just, you know, the work they do is just outstanding. You want to spruce up your home? You're not selling your home because of what's going on around here lately. So you want to spruce it up. You want to get ready for when the market turns, or you just want to make it look nice. Fix that, fix, you know, in the kitchen, the bathroom, outside. That granite and marble can really make a big difference. And he's got something for every budget. So give Mike a call, 241-7866 or 241-STONE. Okay, Chief, we talked about this 109 again and how you're arresting people literally, and they just go in and come back out. Is there going to be a solution to this? Or do you think this is just going to get worse?
I don't know. I'm curious to see what happens with the budget for next year for the state and see how much of that money comes to cover the costs for, you know, Redding and Shasta County for the extra services that are required by putting these people into the county. I think that's going to dictate a lot of how much we're going to be able to monitor the compliance by the people that are released and be able to, you know, effectively try to reintegrate them as they come out of prison. So a lot of that's going to be dependent on that budget because, you know, the people have to be hired in order to manage a program like that.
I know Sheriff Basenko was saying it's still, I guess, 4 months off of being able to open up that third tier there.
That's what he said yesterday. Yeah, he's working real hard to try to get that done.
Well, let's go to the phones. Pete, good morning. You have a question for the chief.
Yes, I do. Good morning, Chief, and welcome to Redding.
Thank you.
I have got a question for you, and actually I called the police department to try to get somebody to answer this question, and they didn't, and I've also complained about it at the city council, so it's not a new thing. And my question is this. I ride a motorcycle, and I've got several of them, and actually one of them's got a sidecar on it, so it's a little bit bigger. And there's a number of traffic lights here in Redding. I'll give you three examples. One's Churn Creek and Whistling. Another one is at Churn Creek and Mistletoe. And another one would be North Market, I think, where Quartz Hill comes out. And a lot of times, if you're on a motorcycle, you come up those, especially in the left turns, the light will not change. You can sit there for several cycles, and it won't change. And the other night I had dinner with three other couples, and it kind of came up during the conversation. And one fellow said it even happened to him. He was driving a Volkswagen, an old Bug, and it was at the Market Street in Quartz Hill, and it wouldn't change. So my question is, you, what are we supposed to do? I mean, if you're in a left turn lane, at what point can you run the light? Well, or what do you do? How do you handle that?
Well, as a motorcycle rider myself, I've encountered the same problem, not here in Redding, but where I come from. And usually what I end up doing is making the right-hand turn and going down and making a U-turn and come back, and it's very frustrating. The sensitivity of the plates that are below the ground that control the lights and who's in what lane and when they need to change is my understanding of where that lies. And that's if you can get me the information, call the chief's office or send me an email or something of that nature, then I can forward those problem locations over to Public Works and see if there's a solution to that, because we don't do the groundwork that creates that. I don't have a solid answer for you on that one, and it is frustrating for motorcycle riders and people with smaller cars if those don't trigger. So what I would ask you to do is just get me that information so I can get it over to Mr. Craven and see if there's something we can do with it.
Okay, I'll be happy to do that. Do you want to just call your office sometime?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, yeah, just one quick thing, I'll get off it. I talked to city council and the guy said something like that. But for example, like you said, you know, make the right turn to go around. But if you're in the left turn lane, say at North Market Street, that means I would have to cross. There's two or three lanes to the right. You see what I mean? So that would be a violation, would it not, to go from the left turn across two of the traffic lanes to make the right? You see what I mean?
Yeah. Usually, what I do is pray for a car to come in behind me so that I can actually go through the intersection. You know, so it's very frustrating, and I understand that, and I'll do what I can to try to help you with that.
I'll give you a call, Jobs. Chief, and I'll get off the line. Thanks very much.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call, Pete. Okay, got about a minute left. One thing Chief's not going to say is, I just run that red light.
No,
you
got to
come
I
up with it. What I okay, that happens on my bike. What I'll do, I check over my right shoulder. I'll get back in the lane. I'll go through the light, and either be another road down there I can take, or I'll just turn it around right. on something like that. I mean, but it is. It's frustrating.
It's frustrating.
And I do too. You think, gosh, I hope a car wants to turn left here. So either that or I've had somebody riding in the back run over and push the walk button. And then they run back, get on the bike, and then where do we go? It only works if you got a couple people there. All right, we've got to take a break here. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. We've been talking about the red camera lights, as usual. We've been talking about AB 109. And when we come back, we want to talk about crime here in Reading and how people can really start kind of taking a look at preventing it in their own homes. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Rick Perry is no longer in the Republican presidential race, announcing a few minutes ago in North Charleston, South Carolina, he's endorsing Newt Gingrich.
We've had our differences, which campaigns will inevitably have. And Newt is not perfect, but who among us is? The fact is, there is forgiveness for those who seek God. And I believe in the power of redemption.
Well, Newt Gingrich's ex-wife, Marianne, tells ABC News he lacks the moral character to be president.
He was asking to have an open marriage, and I refused.
They were married for 18 years. This is her first TV interview since their divorce in 1999. Gingrich gaining on Mitt Romney in the polls 2 days before the South Carolina primary. And now he's being endorsed by Texas Governor Rick Perry as he ends his presidential campaign. This is a Fox News alert.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Reading, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345. For your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Reading, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
This is Carl Bott. Welcome to our newest show, Shasta Startup, 9 to 10 a.m. every Friday. Guest host this week will be Randy Denham.
That's right, and we're going to be talking food. Reading's got some great establishments and more coming, and we're going to be having the owner of Clary's Restaurant. So tune in Friday and hear about the old, new, and yet to come for Reading, California food.
That's Friday, 9 to 10 a.m., Shasta Startup, right here on KCNR 1460.
911.
These people, they came to my store. They told me to get down. I did.
So you're saying that you were just robbed? Did they have any weapons?
I'm 12 years old.
Realignment, a poor economy, and law enforcement agencies that are facing cutbacks mean one thing to Northern California residents. You may have to take your personal protection into your own hands. This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Bastiani Arms. NorCal Firearms Instruction is an approved concealed weapons training facility for all six Northern California counties. We specialize in comprehensive personal protection, safety, local and state laws, and live fire training. NorCal Firearms Instruction offers basic CCW, advanced handgun, and of course, our popular ladies-only CCW classes. Oh, by the way, we start every class with a Pledge of Allegiance. Give Bastiani Arms a call at 222-8222 to schedule your training or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
The Riverfront Playhouse presents Come Back, Little Sheba by William Inge. A recovering alcoholic and his dowdy wife face a crisis when they take in an attractive lodger. January 21st through February 18th. Shows are Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at the Cascade Theater box office or online at cascadetheater.org or riverfrontplayhouse.net.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning, January the 19th. It is 41 degrees out there. It's raining. It's going to continue to rain. It's going to be raining most of the week. It's going to get worse. Weather reports always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And Linda is singing up there Saturday night. Give them a call at 474-5546. Say you want to be in the music room. If you just make a reservation, they'll put you in one of the other areas, and you're going to miss a great time. She's breaking in some new music here because she's got a gig in Palm Springs she's going to be singing at. So that's Saturday night, and it's almost. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. D.C. Tim and the New Man in Black. They give veterans discounts. They give great haircuts at great prices. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? A lot of people in this studio right here get their hair cut there. Bad Bob gets trimmed all over, which is kind of funny when you see that weed whacker out and he's standing there without a shirt on. In fact, it's absolutely sometimes frightening. At Cypress Square Barbershop at Athens Avenue. Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. We've talked about the fact that with 109 and turning people around. Which, you know what? I just imagine the frustration that must be for your men there, men and women.
It is when you see the same people over and over and over. You're working hard and you're getting them arrested and you're solving crimes and then they're back out on the street. But it's a sign of the times, and I know Tom doesn't like it, and he doesn't like it any more than I do or the officers on the street. So it's just a sign of the times and where we are, and we're going to have to deal with it for a while.
How about the homeless problem? Is that a big problem here?
There's quite a bit of homeless here, and you want to, balance the compassion for the plight that they're in if they're not somebody that chooses to be in that situation with the problems that they cause for the community as a whole with blight and some of the other things that go on. So it is a problem, and there's some very good groups, Hope and other things that are the outreach vans and stuff that are trying to help improve that situation. And we have our CSO Bob Brandon that goes around and tries to clean up some of the mess. He averages, I think, about 8,000 pounds of garbage a week that he's cleaning up from these camps.
No, really, 8,000 pounds a week?
I'd have to check that statistic, but it's a lot of garbage.
How many camps are we talking about?
I don't know how many he does a week. He goes around and tags the camps that he gets complaints about, and then based on recent court decisions, he waits a week and then he goes back, and if they haven't vacated from where he's given them the notice, then he removes the stuff that's there. But the biggest problems that we're seeing from a health perspective is really the garbage and the human feces that are in these camps that are left when they vacate. So that's the area where I'm concerned, and I know we met with some of the outreach workers the other day. They understand where our concerns are and stuff, and they're doing stuff to help us try to address those
issues. That's a tough question here.
It is because you want to still remain compassionate for those that got unemployed and other things, and they can't get out of the situation that they're in. But there's also a lot of very good people in this community that are willing to help them, and if they want that help to help solve that homelessness problem, there's a lot of opportunity, I think, for them to do that.
Do you think having we've gone afield about this, but do you think having like an organized tent camp Because somebody's offered up all this property to put the homeless on and tents and all that and let the outreach organizations run it.
Yeah, there's good and bad with everything that you look at. And when you talk about a homeless camp, the expense of the homeless camp gets quite high when you talk about, you know, portable sanitation and showers and washing machines and, you know, so that you don't have, you know, the environmental problems of having the human
right.
feces and other things. And you know, you want to make sure that they're drug free and you know, as best an environment as you can for those that could benefit from that. So there's pluses and minuses to every effort that we do, and we just need to consider all those before we make any moves towards that.
Yeah, I think there are too. The people protecting their community. I know you've put you put more police out on the street. Can you?
Well, we're really kind of sitting where we have been.
Uh-huh.
Right now, we're looking at and doing some research on some different shift configurations and other things that we can employ that may improve the number of officers that are on the street at any one time. And we're gonna keep working on that and maybe try some new things and see what works best with the shift deployment. One of the things that we really want to do is maintain that level of customer service and the level of police presence that we can give to the community as best we can and make maximum use of the people that we do have in the department. You know, you look at property crime, and property crime is really kind of the thing that affects the general public anything else.
As we, you know, kind of mentioned here is that we got to take a break here in a second, and we'll get to you right after the break, that people feel so violated. Yes, it's a non-violent crime. It's non-sexual, non-serious. But people feel so violated when somebody comes in and just steals their stuff out of their house.
Well, I've been the victim of a burglary, and it does. It gives you a great sense of violation that somebody uninvitedly came into your home, rifled through your belongings and things that you've worked, you know, family treasures and other things, and now they're gone. Or at least rifled through, and they've invaded your sense of privacy and safety. So I don't take burglary as a light crime whatsoever, and that's why I keep telling people to do those things that make your house less likely to be a target.
And
the lighting, the trimming of the bushes, the dog.
Yeah.
I still say that a dog is a great thing. I had a dog when I got burglarized. She started barking. My bedroom door was closed. I told her to be quiet and lay down. Don't ever do that. Let your dog go investigate, because that probably would have prevented me losing a lot of stereo equipment.
You know what? See, red traffic lights, all these things. Chief, you're one of us. Glad to hear that. We got to take a break here. Daniel will get to you right as soon as we get back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout, come on now, don't forget to say you will.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son, and I refer my other relatives to Cars, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done, that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything, and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Redding. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, that's slow. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and DeBott, we got the phone lines loaded up. But this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, having coffee specials, chocolate truffle, white mocha. It's going to be great. Of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And in their humidor, of course, the Partagas Black Label Cigar or the Macanudo. They're also collecting old or damaged American flags at Tobacco Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive so that they will be properly disposed of. Joe and Shelley provide a lot of different services to our community. They have for over 30 years. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Oh, and veterans get discounts. All right, let's go to Daniel on line one with a question for the chief.
Good morning.
Good morning, Daniel.
Say from one chief to another, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Anyway, you know, one of the things I do on the site here is I drive school buses, and I'm just kind of wondering if there's anything in the plans for doing a safety sweep. You know, we do it for Dewey's, that kind of stuff. How about for the speeders through the school zones and the people blowing the school bus red lights?
Yeah, we did a lot of those, you know, in Stockton where I come from when I was in traffic for when those laws first came out and the, you know, all of that started where you couldn't pass the school bus. I don't know what the current plan is for that, but I will check with the traffic sergeant and find that out.
It's pretty chronic right now, so that's the reason I'm asking.
I will talk to him as soon as I get back to the office.
All right, thanks, Chief.
You bet.
You know. There's one school there that you go down, it's Bocelli. When you go over the overpass, and there's, what's the name of that school right there?
Well, there's Parsons on one side, and then opposite that is, I can't remember the
and
name of the elementary school.
It says 25 miles. Yeah, there's an elementary school.
And you're coming
and,
off
and
an
you're
overpass.
Coming, you're coming off an overpass there, and I see people blowing through there with kids on the side there, and it's got, I think it says 25 miles an
yes.
hour.
School yeah. zones are always 25 miles an hour when there's yeah. children present.
So, you know, that... I mean, I see people speeding through there also, and I can't believe how fast they drive through those kids out there. Okay, let's go to Paul on line two. Paul, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Carl. Linda, say, could you please give me the name and the phone number of the veteran who's in charge of the cemetery?
Paul, I want you to, what we're going to do is take you off the air, and Bad Bob's going to get your phone number, and we will call you right back with that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Bad Bob, why don't you get Paul's phone number, and we will give him a call on that. Okay. Now, going back to protecting our own homes, you said that can you go through that one more time for people?
Well,
besides a dog.
Right. Yeah. there's a whole element in criminal justice called crime prevention through environmental design, and essentially what it's looking at is how can we protect our home through the design of our home with – you know, motion sensor lighting. Criminals don't like light. They like dark. If you have a lot of bushes in front of your house where the officer patrolling the street can't see the front of your house and can't see the criminal, if you give them places to hide, they'll use those places to hide. So, you know, trim the bushes down away from the windows so that we can see. Don't keep valuables right in the window where the criminal that's walking around can look and see what they're going in for. Lock your doors. Alarm systems are always good. Anything you can do that helps to prevent your home looking like an easy target to a criminal. For instance, you know, when I go to community groups, people say they broke into my car and they took my laptop, and I say, "Why was your laptop in your car?"
Yes.
You know,
where it can be seen.
Where it can be seen, yeah. or even in the car at all. Take it in the house. You know, those little things that you can do that mean a lot to making you less appealing as a victim of a crime, are the things that we're talking about. And you know, a big part of it is getting to know your neighbors and looking out for each other. You know, Neighborhood Watch is a great program. They're easy to start. Get the neighbors together. The main purpose of Neighborhood Watch is to get the neighbors to know each other, because if you know somebody, you're more likely to want to look out for them and make sure that they're safe, and so you trust them, and you can say, "Hey, I'm going on vacation. Can you keep an eye on the house?" That kind of thing. So, you know, getting to know your neighbors and getting your house to look as unappealing as possible to a criminal goes a long way towards the crime prevention that we're talking about.
You know, part of the things, too, people are talking about is if you have things describing your driver's license number on it, not your Social Security number.
Yeah, never put your Social Security number on it. Number one, if we recover the property, we can't run your Social Security number and find out who you are. Number two, you just gave a criminal that sold your stereo your Social Security number, and now you got a problem with identity theft. However, if your driver's license number's on it, we can run your driver's license number, find out who you are, and contact you if we find the property. So if you're going to inscribe a number, your name or your driver's license number is much more effective than a Social Security number. If nothing else, keep a log of serial numbers that you have. And what that allows us to do is burglary detectives check pawn shops and other things where burglars, you know, sell their items. Then we can, you know, at least have serial numbers to recover. But a driver's license inscribed on stuff works really, really well, because then any officer that stops it on the roadway is probably not going to run the serial number of the product, but if they see a driver's license number and it doesn't match that of the driver, then you start asking some questions, and you can run it and call the owner and see if it belongs to them.
Okay.
I have a question. I know that we have to take a break, but, you know, this is something that's not a general question. It's a question of somebody who I know committed a crime. I saw that person on the street, and I knew when their picture appeared in the paper that was a person I saw on the street that had done some vandalism, and then I know that person was arrested, and very recently saw that person down the street from my house.
Mm-hmm.
How long is somebody in jail for vandalism?
Yeah, that would be probably a better question for Tom Basenko, because once we book him, then it's up to the sheriff. A crime like vandalism, I would say it's probably not going to be more than, you know, 4 or 5 hours at this point.
Yeah, no, they just turn them around real quick on that. We've got to take a break. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti. When we come back, let's talk about what you envision this year for the city of Reading. I mean, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but I know you're planning things and what you think is going to have the hugest impact on all of us here. Carl and DeBott, 8:52 in the morning, January the 19th, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Just a small town girl, living in.
Join us for HealthFest 2012 at Shasta Regional on Saturday, February 4th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll offer a variety of free health screenings, from cholesterol level, prediabetes, heart rate and rhythm, to pulmonary lung function and vascular ultrasound, and much more. Local physicians will share about the newest treatments for heart disease, stroke and diabetes, and answer your health questions throughout the day. Watch Dr. McConnell perform a virtual heart bypass, look inside an ambulance, and visit our Reach helicopter. Participate in our free health screenings, physician-led seminars, and learn the latest on caring for your health. The best treatment for staying healthy begins with early detection. Join us at HealthFest 2012, a free community event at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Saturday, February 4th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and get inspired to a healthier, happier you. Shasta Regional Medical Center, treating people well.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Freedom is the only thing. Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot, 8:55 in the morning on January the 19th. Tomorrow we're going to have, it's going to be an interesting show. All of our shows are interesting, but this one is Project Taken. And we're going to be talking to some people that work in trying to prevent the people being taken and put into the sex trade. That they operate. I mean, this operation right here, Project Taken, is located right here in Reading, and there's a reason for that. And we're going to talk about.
It's
going to
be a fascinating show. We've met.
Not that we have huge sex trafficking right here,
but the Five Corridor. You'll hear about it tomorrow. It's interesting. These are experts that have traveled all over the world and
that's right.
And operate some of their operations out of Reading. It's interesting. So currently 41 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We're going to have rain today with temperatures reaching around 46, and tonight we get down to about 41. Looks like tomorrow we're going to have temperatures at 49, lows about 41, and rain throughout the week. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Wanted to remind you quickly tonight on the Spot with Linda Bott, which is at 6 p.m., the folks from Enjoy are going to be on covering everything that's going on in the Enjoy magazine. And this has been a great morning. We always love. What are you doing?
Just rubbing your head. Because I can. Just patting you.
Okay. Yes. All right.
Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Plenty.
He's
now blushing. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you blush, Chief. What do you think is going to happen this year, Chief?
Well, I'm really looking forward to this year. I think that we're still taking the time to look at the department, Captain Moore and Captain Wallace and I, and in conjunction with the lieutenants and the sergeant, trying to find, you know, there's areas where we can bring some efficiencies, to the department and streamline some of the processes to make sure that we're keeping the officers out on the street as much as that we can, rather than doing administrative, duties. We're going to experiment with some alternate shift schedules to see how that affects the customer service level that we're bringing and the number of officers that we have on the street. And then a big part of that is, right now we have vacancies in the police department, and we're going through the process to get some people hired to fill those vacancies.
So we're hiring.
We have some vacancies based on retirements and things that, the budget numbers for the number of officers we're allotted hasn't gone up, but we've had some retirements. So I want to make sure that as we progress in that process, that we hire people that meet the high standards that are expected of the community, and that we get the best people that we can that fulfill that vision of giving that customer service and being part of and a benefit to the community. And we're going to do our best to make sure that we do that and get the highest quality people that we can.
Do you take people that have never had police experience and put them through the academy first? Or does everybody have to have been through the academy, or do you prefer they come from another agency?
We do both. We do laterals that are officers with experience from other departments. We're doing some lateral interviews today, and then we also take those that have been through the academy. We do not hire people and send them to the academy just due to the expense of that. But the nice thing is that people want to come to Reading. You know, we don't have to go recruiting and trying to grab people for Reading. And you get a lot of good quality people that want to come here because it's a desirable place to live and work. So because of that, we can be picky. And we can only take the best, and I intend to continue to be picky and maintain the high standards of this organization.
A new policeman joining the force, what's his pay? I mean, is it like a 40,000 or something like that? I mean, I'm sure there must be like 100 different things that come in. I don't mean to catch you on that.
There's several different pay steps. I don't know because exactly that, what that number is.
I'm sorry. Did the people that transfer, I mean, but they do the lap moves, did they come in with experience and that's taken into account
yes,
when you
they,
hire
they
them?
Yes, they start as a higher pay rate. Step than okay. another one would. Some of them that are coming here, quite frankly, if they're coming from Bay Area departments or L.A. departments and things like that, they're actually taking pay cuts to come here.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
And that goes to that's a testament to the quality of the community, the quality of the department that somebody will accept that pay cut to come
get
here
out of the craziness.
Oh yeah, I mean, let's face it, let's come. I mean, yes, oh, yeah. we have our own brand of crazy here, but it's nothing like some of these other places.
Bring on, I have to take this crazy anytime over L.A.
Oh yeah, do you accept? Do you accept like a military police training in lieu of the
no.
Okay, so even if they've been in the military police, they've still got to go through the...
Correct. California Peace Officer Standards and Training, they have to go through a California-based police academy in order to come work in California.
Okay. Thanks a lot for being
Great.
Here, Chief.
Absolutely.
This is, we're always glad to have you on here. We want to, of course, continue this,
Hopefully you will come in every month and tell us what's going on this month. What's happening? What's the trend? What are you looking at? You know, where are we? What's the... You know what I mean?
I'll be more than happy to do so, and I'm still looking... for those community groups to get out and meet, and if there's somebody that would like to have me, just contact the chief's office, and I'll be more than happy to come and talk to your group. And then the last thing is I just wanted to say today is my 14-year-old son's birthday, so
happy birthday,
Nick.
Happy birthday, Nick. Happy birthday,
yeah.
KCNR.
Well, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Nick.